Dr. Wagner, how are you?
Good morning.
Tell us about your family practice. Where are you located?
I'm located in Dallas. Family practice, been doing it for about 20 years.
All right. Tell us what you know about hookah bars.
Well, from what I understand, I've never been to one, but from what I understand, it's a place where you can go, just as you said, and smoke this kind of cooled smoke through large pipes that can be flavored, heated with charcoal, and then you just inhale it. A large volume, from what I understand, about 100 times what a normal cigarette is.
100 times?
That's what the research says, that it's about 100 times how much smoke you get in a normal cigarette. So that's some of the concern from a medical perspective, is that because it's such a large volume of smoke, that even if people do it every now and then, that they really are getting quite a bit of exposure to some of the chemicals and things that can harm their lungs and their bodies.
Well, there are many states, including Oregon, Connecticut, and California, where lawmakers are proposing a ban to limit hookah bars because of the health hazards associated with the smoking. And just to bring us up to date, what does smoking do to us, and how long does it take to really start causing harms to our bodies?
Well, it depends on your general health condition, but most of the people who attend these bars are younger people, and so they tend to be generally healthy people, unless you have some pre-existing lung illness like asthma or something like that. The immediate danger would not be great, but we're thinking about long-term exposure, and as we know, it's been well documented that exposure to tobacco can cause things like emphysema. It can cause things like chronic bronchitis or, in the long run, cancers, including lung cancers and even bladder cancer.
Do we know if this hookah is as bad for us as regular cigarettes, the tobacco in those cigarettes? And I can't imagine smoking something filtered through charcoal could be good for you.
Well, and that's one of the things that proponents of the lounges say, well, it's not as dangerous because it doesn't contain as much tar, or it doesn't have tar. It's heated with charcoal, so it does have tar. So it really can damage the lungs and can be as dangerous, if not more, because of the large volumes that are being consumed. I think part of the real concern is that because the smoke is cooled, a lot of people think that there's not danger to it. And whenever there's no perceived danger and you have people doing things that they don't think is dangerous, then, you know, of course that throws up a red flag that they're exposing themselves to things that could harm them in the future.
I'm not sure how many hookah lounges are in the Lansing area. I know we have one in East Lansing. The smoke is called shisha, a flavored tobacco, and I'm sure folks can go online to learn more about this. Very interesting. It's something we'll have to keep an eye on. We've been talking with Dr. Jill Wagner. Thanks so much, Doctor.
Absolutely.